Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. We spend a lot of time on this show looking back at the best in the immaculate time capsule of jazz. But on this hour, as we try to during every show, we look at the jazz of now, or today, and with one of the finest crafting jazz these days. That was the talented composer and saxophonist Steve Lehman with his 2014 tune Beyond All Limits off a very well-reviewed album, especially in Downbeat, that was released this year. The New York City jazz man is knee-deep in the genres of jazz and experimental music. He leads a number of his own ensembles and performs frequently as a sideman with artists like Anthony Braxton, Vijay Iyer, and Jason Moran. He has been hailed as one of the transforming figures of the 21st century jazz and a dazzling saxophonist, who was the recent recipient of a prestigious award, the Doris Duke Artist Award in 2014. Steve has taught undergraduate courses at places like Wesleyan University, the New School University, Columbia University, and he's presented lectures at Amherst College, UC Berkeley, and the list goes on and on and on. He is a musician and an academia studying the greatness of jazz, and he has a long career ahead of him, and we're going to benefit from that. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town steeped in schooling the world on the best jazz the planet has to offer. From the 18 and Vine heyday to the current day of the Green Lady Lounge and the Majestic Steakhouse, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you all that jazz. This next act on Neon Jazz is one of my favorites from the world of music. Here's the post-rock outfit Tortoise snubbing popular definitions of sound with their jazz take. This is the 2011 song Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo, okay.
As in play your didgeridoo, blue, play your didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah, I had to look at it a couple of times, but yeah, I think it's the spelling isn't quite right, but I think it's didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo off the album Red Hot Plus Indigo. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is jazz drummer Stockton Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the very talented Dallas-based jazz drummer Stockton Helbing, along with his quartet, with the new 2014 tune Try Again off his album called Handprints. This cat has a very cool story. He got turned on to jazz in the 7th grade when his band director played his class a 1975 Maynard Ferguson album. And there was a tune, La Fiesta, a Chick Corea composition, that changed everything for him. This is what he had to say during a recent interview with Neon Jazz about that moment.
I had never heard a piece of music that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and I didn't know anything about jazz music. I didn't know who this guy Maynard Ferguson was. I just really liked it. And that's what started me with pursuing jazz music at all the local record stores, digging through the bins and finding tapes. And it was particularly special for me because Maynard Ferguson was the reason I fell in love with jazz music. And then right after I graduated from North Texas, he hired me for his band, and I toured the world with him for 4 years. So dreams really do come true, and it came true for me right out of college.
Along with touring with Maynard Ferguson, he gigs with the great Doc Severinsen of The Tonight Show. He's learned a lot from the legends and teaches all that play with him a great deal. These days, he is busy with his quartet. He's good, and you should pick up this new album called Handprints. Man, here's proof that the jazz craft is definitely soaring here in the 2014. This is talented saxophonist Melissa Aldana with the Crash Trio on the 2014 tune Eminem. Dig it.
Thank you. Lisa Castellano, the jazz songbird of Tampa Bay, and coming to a city near you, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino.
You talk now.
You talk. Go ahead. That was jazz drum veteran Eddie Metz Jr. with his trio in tow with the 2008 song Huggin' Huggins off the Bridgin' the Gap album. Eddie has over 30 years of experience as a professional musician, and he's well-versed in many genres like big band, show band, Dixieland, swing, and on and on. He is still going strong in the studio, at jazz festivals, parties, cruises, and private events throughout each year. He's gigged with orchestras like the Count Basie, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Les Brown, and Les and Larry Elgard. He is a classic. And we stay in that full orchestral sound here next on Neon Jazz. This is Paul Specht and his orchestra with the tune Hitting the Ceiling.
My name is Matt Kane, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City, and you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Missouri native and New York transplant jazz drummer Matt Cain, along with his trio, with a cut off his brand new 2014 album called Steamliner. That was the song Leanne's Flight. Another fine album from one of the best drummers in jazz these days. And he started all of that here in Kansas City when he got his minutes in with blues and jazz singers Lori Tucker and the great Ida Macbeth, along with studying with outstanding jazz drummers like Todd Strait and Don Mumford. As they say, the rest is pure jazz history. Oh man, this next one is good. Here's bebop and hard bop jazz pianist Hampton Hawes with the tune Buzzy, live off a 1951-56 retrospective album. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was the grand combo of pianist Henry Butler and trumpeter Steve Bernstein with the 2014 song Viper's Drag.
And any relation to Elmer?
It could be. It could. We might have to look into that.
Have to look into that.
You never know. And speaking of the modern era, this is a great song to kind of segue out of this hour of Neon Jazz. So Henry Butler is known for his technique and his ability to play in many styles of music. He is known as the pride of New Orleans and his generation's representative in the Crescent City's lineage of piano players, such as Professor Longhair, James Booker, and the great Jelly Roll Morton. While on the other hand, Steven Bernstein is known for his work in the lounge legend... Well, on the other hand, Steven Bernstein is known for his work with the Lounge Lizards, the Sex Mob, Spanish Fly, and the Millennial Territory Orchestra. Sex Mob's 2006 CD, Sexotica, was nominated for a Grammy Award. And of Casey Notes, Steven was the musical director for the Kansas City band, of course, that was led in Robert Altman's film, Kansas City. And again, 7 degrees of Kevin Bean and Bacon always come back around in the jazz world. And here we are in KC talking about him. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz, we're going to stay in the 2000s and stick to the theme here. This is the Jam Trio with their 2008 song, My Self-Portrait, off the album In My Mind. And hopefully these will stick around in your cranium for some time. Thanks for listening and tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the captain of this radio ship a-sailing here in Neon One, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Ahoy.
Yes, matey. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in the rough seas of the music world. We're here to calm you with the jazz. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, let's do this. Until next time, woo! Enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you. we live? Yeah.
Crank it.
Crank it, baby. Go to 11, Spinal Tap.
Are you loud enough over there?
I think I'm loud enough.
Okay.
We shall see in a minute.
I mean in your headphones.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Wait, hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me just pull it down. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm good.
Pull it down a little bit.
Down a little bit.
Okay.
And loud enough. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Neon Jazz.